Amen. I can't think of a better place to be than to be here worshiping the Lord, listening to the Word. When you get a copy of the bulletin, I kind of put a little something down at the bottom that, as far as I'm concerned personally, and I've been around about as long as anybody in this church, that as far as being a part of the church, that we've got as good a word and prophetic word and preaching that you can hear anywhere. Amen? I believe that. So I want to open up this morning with a scripture. We're in the process of, we got a new system for our overhead, and we're learning how to work it. So if something happens and we start a song and it's not up there yet, or it's the wrong one, then just give us some grace. We're still working on it. But once we get it all worked out, it'll be so much better than the other system was. So you know how it is when you're learning something new. Got to move forward, amen? Well, I want you to stand while I read the word this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the book of 1 Peter. And I'm going to be reading 1 Peter 3, verses 13 to 18. And I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible. I read this the other morning, and I just love the word. You love the word. And you know, just reading it sometime in a different version just gives you a little different view. It's just, you know, it's the same one you've already, but just it makes you think. Well, this says, if with heart and soul you're doing good, do you think you can be stopped? Even if you suffer for it, you're still better off. Don't give the opposition a second thought. Now listen. Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention in adoration before Christ your Master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Now, did you catch that? You keep doing what's right, regardless of what the opposition says. And if somebody sticks their head in front of you or whatever they want to say, well, why do you live like you do? You can be nice to them. You can be respectful, but you can stand and not compromise on what you believe. Well, I don't even know why in the world you don't do this. You don't have to be hateful. It says with courtesy and respect. And it says, keep a clear conscience before God so that when people throw mud at you, it won't stick. Let me read that again. Keep a clear conscience before God. So that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. Because they'll end up realizing that they're the ones who need a bath. I like that. It's better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to be punished for doing bad. That's what Christ did, definitely. He suffered because of others' sins. The righteous one for the unrighteous ones. He went through it all and was put to death and then made alive to bring us to God. Amen. Glory to God. We pursue Him today. We're running for Him. Have I got it all worked out yet? No. There's some things in my life that are still being straightened out by God. But I guess what? I'm lining my life up. As He brings the Word to me and the Word sets me free, I'm lining my life up to go for Him and pursue Him. Amen. Come on, just raise your hand and give the Lord a thank this morning for being in the house of God. For living in the United States of America, for freedom, for protection. Father God, we honor you today and we worship you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And everybody said, amen. Are we ready back there, Brother Glenn? They know that one anyway, okay? They know that one. You ready?
I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. I hear the voice of one crying. I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare.
praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, as you, all the things, everybody knows the things going on in the news. Just like after 9/11, there are going to be people running to God. Because what if that had been over here? They were targeting the things that they considered an outrage. That's why they were targeting the sports. They were targeting the nightclubs, the restaurants, and all the things that they felt were very immoral things. You know, and we pray for their families, but you can't help but think. France, Paris, is not known for their spirituality. I'm not saying that some of them weren't, you know, I don't know. But it grieves me to wonder how many are gone and didn't even know Jesus. Revival's coming. This is going to make everybody begin to think. And it did before, and it's going to do it again. You know, Father God, I just pray now that you help us all to be in the place that we need to be every day, speaking the things that we need to speak every day, Father. And as that word said, when somebody comes up and says, can you tell me about Jesus? Can you tell me why you have so much hope? Can you tell me why you're not afraid? Because we have a God who loves us, and they need to know about him. Father God, help us as Christians to be in the place we need to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near,
and I will fear no evil.
Come on,
for my God is with me. You never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there's gonna be an end, and there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes,
we'll live to know you here on the earth. And I would feel. My God is with me, and if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm, oh no, you never let go. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go,
through the calm and through the storms.
Oh no, you never let go,
to every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me.
Jesus, right now I come against the spirit of fear. Lord, I come against the spirit of fear that would cause us to even begin to worry about, well, what about my child or what about my grandchild? Do I let them do this or do I let them go there? Lord God, I thank you that your angels are encamped around about us, Father God, and your protection is there as we come into and believe you, Father God, that we are free. And God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All it takes is somebody to believe, church. That's all you got to do is believe. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Approaching.
Promises us if we do, he who dwells, come on, where? In the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. Amen. And we run into that shadow today, Father God. Thank you for your protection in Jesus' name. And I don't know, sometimes I don't know where everybody is or who's listening, where they are with the Lord, but all you got to do is take one step. I remember Pastor Jerry always said, no matter how far away you may have thought you've gotten from God, you're just one step away from him. Just run to him.
won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running.
Here I am, reaching my hands out. Here my heart, I pour it all out. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Light my path, lead me, I'll follow. Be my shield, my strength for tomorrow. Here I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. I won't pretend.
Worship and praise him this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I'm just waiting on the Lord for some reason. Come on, church. It's okay to wait on the Lord and be quiet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're too busy, we don't listen to him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay, let's just go to the next one. Oh. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Come on, church. Let's just pray. Okay? we worship the King of Kings this morning. Church, there's only one King. There's only one King. I don't care what they say. There's only one God. And the only way to get to them is through Jesus Christ, the King. Just worship Him this morning. Thank Him for His grace.
Yeah.
seated. Hallelujah. What an awesome song. Thank God for His grace that found us just where we are. You know, we used to sing an old song. It was an old gospel song. As He came down to our level because we couldn't get up to His. With strong arms, He lifted us up to show us what living is. And that's what He did. You know, He came down to our level for us. Jesus did. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. We're going to take up the offering this morning. If the ushers want to come forward. Be praying. The Johnsons are still recovering from surgery. And glad to see Delita here today. Praise the Lord. And the Dows got blessed with a trip. So we're thankful that they were able to go on a trip. It was a cruise, right? That's good. And we thank God. Well, Lord, I just thank You for Your faithfulness. I thank You for blessing everybody here as they give. Thank You for prosperity. Father, I thank You for Your promise in Your word that says, I've been young and old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed gone begging bread. I thank You now, Father God, that we give what we have, and You multiply it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Water You turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like You. None like You. Into the darkness You shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like You. Our God is stronger, God, You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, into the darkness You shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like You. None like You. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, You are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, You are higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. God is greater, our God is stronger, God are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power.
Our God, declare that again, church, come on.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
And you know what, church? We need to go out and live like we've been singing. It's one thing to sing it. It's another thing then we wake up in the morning and say, you know what, it's the same God that I listened to yesterday morning at church that I was singing about. I can go out and live it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to eat crow. I told the Lord this week, because I lost my temper earlier this week, that I just wasn't going to give any more words. I just, you know, I can't do it anymore. I got to quit. You know, woe is me. You know, look at how I lost my temper and went off, you know. And God, you know, I just can't do it. And now here I am doing it because he told me to do it. At least I'm smart enough not to ignore him. But I heard the Lord speak to me, and I just want to remind you of a couple of verses of Scripture. Doesn't it say in the Bible somewhere to let this same mind that Christ had, you have that same mind, right? Am I right? Have the same mind of Christ, right? And I just want to ask you a question. Anybody in here want to be like Jesus? Okay. So we've established that we're supposed to have the same mind of Christ, and we want to be like Jesus. We can all agree on that, regardless of our position. And doctrines, all churches can probably agree on that. Now I want to ask you a question. What's Jesus afraid of today? Is he afraid to go out and eat? Is he afraid of a terrorist? Is he afraid of getting blowed up? Is he afraid he's going to get shot? Is he worried about somebody going to, you know, do some harm to him? I'm not either. I was just thinking about, what was it, maybe 100 and something dead, 300 or 400 wounded, and, you know, everybody's all like, whoa, big tragedy. Yes. I want to remind you today about 200,000 people are going to die. You know, that means while we've been at church, a lot have already done it. See, we forget because we're in the land of living. It's so easy when you're alive not to think about the 200,000 that are dying today. All across the world, people are dying every day. We just had a few extra die that day. It's not that it's, no, but, you know, I'm not negating it. I'm just saying this is a fallen world. People die every day. Somewhere, some of them leave by natural causes, you know, old age. They just expire, accidents. The thing is that it's our job to reach them. It's our job to get the harvest in. But I want to remind you of this right here. Now I'm going to sit down. If you want to be like Jesus, you need to walk every step with no fear. He is afraid of nothing. Who can harm Jesus? Nobody. Now, I might leave today. I might get shot today. But it don't really matter, does it? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So just ask yourself every time you think, well, man, I want to get a little scared or I want to, you know, change. I'll be honest with you, man. This didn't even bother me at all. I mean, not one bit. And not because I'm callous. Just because it's occurring to me, I have no reason to fear anything in this world. Nothing.
You know, we used to sing an old song years ago. Jerry and I sang it. I don't know if anybody in here would ever know it was a gospel song. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the sky. Going where no one dies, heavenward bound. I mean, you know, they started singing that World War II. That it was so bad they thought Jesus was coming. And so he is coming. He is coming. And it could be today. It could be tomorrow. We've got to live like it could be today or tomorrow, but we've also got to realize that we might be around for a little while longer. It could get worse before it gets better. But God, come on. But God, that's the key right there, isn't it? Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Shirley.
Praise the Lord. We all have physical addresses, don't we? But aren't you glad if you're born again and saved, then you have a permanent address waiting you. Amen. And that's what we're longing for and waiting for. Top of the prayer agreement list, there's a scripture I want to share with you. Again, I tell you, if any two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything, and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. The Message Bible reads it, when two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action.